When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Late Show Poncho listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com. It's the Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest is a stand-up comedian and writer whose new book is called Not Funny. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Jenna Friedman. Nice to see you again. Always good to see you.
It is so nice to see you, Stevie.
Have you been here in person since COVID? Or because I know we talked over COVID as well. I can't remember whether I've seen you in the flesh.
Mm-mm.
Well, since the last time I know I saw you in the flesh, you've become mother. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
It's a big deal. How's it going?
It's great. It is so rewarding. No, it's great. It is great. He's wonderful and healthy, and
he?
Whatever they want to be. I'm sorry.
No, I wasn't asking for that reason. I was just
confirming. I was like, Stephen, I love your show. You're so progressive.
What's his name?
Well, there's a name, but before I get into it, actually, when we found out that we were pregnant, sorry, I know that's so cheesy. When we found out that my husband was pregnant.
Okay. This is the two of you together.
Yes.
With the baby right there. The family is the very hungry caterpillar, right? In this
mm-hmm.
costume. It's pretty cute.
Steven's trying to make it all sweet, and I'm about to launch into something that's a little dicey, but sorry. No, it's fine. Okay, so when we found out that my husband was pregnant, we decided to give the fetus a pet name, and because it's a fetus and not a person. And because my husband's last name is Epstein, naturally we named the fetus Jeffrey. And I had a pregnancy app, and every week they would send me a new reminder, like, Jeffrey Epstein's the size of a kumquat. It was so cute. And we named the fetus Jeffrey because I was 39 when I got pregnant, so a high-risk pregnancy, and if God forbid anything happened, we wanted to be able to say, well, maybe Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. I wasn't going to do the bit, but I was like, I have to give Steven something to cut because we're not live. And I feel like that's my gift to you.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And if anyone ever saw that, they would love it too. The new book, and I disagree, is called Not Funny. You don't, this might be surprising to the audience, but you do not shy away from controversial humor, Jenna Friedman. Did your editor fight with you on anything? Because I've written books and said, like, you can't put that in there. Is there anything that you wanted to put in that didn't get make it?
I had this idea to have a famous person write the foreword, and I thought it would be funny to actually have someone named Bill Cosby who wasn't Bill Cosby.
So it's a not funny with a foreword by Bill Cosby.
That sells the joke. Not funny right now just looks like a feminist diatribe. Not like it's not, but not funny with a foreword by Bill Cosby, that is funny. And so, but I was like, I need to find a Bill Cosby who's not that Bill Cosby. So
there gotta be some.
There have to be some. So I reopened my Facebook account, which I had closed. And then I reopened it, because like when Zuckerberg met with Trump. But then I reopened it I friended a bunch of people named Bill Cosby, and I was like, hey, I don't know if you read, but here's a book. I'll pay you to write a foreword. No one got back to me. And then a friend of mine, Ant Hines, worked with him on Borat. He's brilliant. He said, what if those aren't people named Bill Cosby? What if they're just fans of Bill Cosby now? And they, like, know your they are on your Facebook. So I got scared. And then a friend of mine I grew up with said, I found a Bill Cosby on LinkedIn. He's down to do it. And then my editor, Nick Chiani, who's also brilliant, was like, maybe don't do that. There's a lot of good stuff in the book, and I think a foreword by Bill Cosby might distract from that. And he was probably right.
Why did you call it not funny? That is not an apt description of you. Why?
To some people, it is. No, it's, there are a lot of reasons. One I talk about in the book. Another reason, around the time when I wrote the book, I had tweeted something that people got very upset about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Shocking.
Yes.
So it was around the time of the RNC. And I had found out that the McCloskeys, this couple, if you don't remember, who pointed a gun at protesters, were then invited to speak at the RNC.
The couple in St. Louis on their lawn with it, yeah.
And I thought that that was a weird thing to have on your resume, to be a speaker at a national convention. So I had a verified account. I still do. But back in the day, that blue check people thought meant it meant something, whatever. Now is a different time. But back then, having a blue check mark, if you tweet breaking news, people think it's real. Even if you're a comedian, and even if you have in your bio, don't quote me. So I tweeted breaking news, Brock Turner, Stanford swimmer / sexual predator, whatever, speaking at the RNC. And I also tweeted bat who gave world COVID speaking at the RNC. So I thought people would get that it was a joke.
Yeah, yeah.
People got very upset. A Stanford professor weighed in and said,
comedians tweet about Brock Turner and the RNC, not funny, Stanford professor says. That's Stanford. Did you go to Stanford?
I went to your school.
That's it. Wow, we run all of our jokes by this guy.
Yeah. I think it was a woman, but whatever. I mean, sorry. I can't like not. Okay. It was funny to me that the conversation became this comedian tweeted this thing instead of, wow, a critical mass of the country actually believes that a convicted sex offender would be speaking at the RNC, as opposed to just ones that haven't yet been convicted. But
Jenna, her new book is Not Funny, and it is.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. The Late Show will be back May 1st with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Poncho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.